We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Kuf Chof Amud Aleph. We are continuing the sugyas of if someone has Chas V'Shalom a fire in his house, what he's allowed to save on Shabbos. Like we said, it's not so posh to save everything in your house, because the reason is that person's very nervous about his money. If we allow him to be tereach, to save everything, all his possessions, everything in his house, then he might come to extinguish the fire on Shabbos, which is an Isser. Now, the shaila is, what could you save? So we have before the Kisvei Kodesh you could save, and you could save most of the three sudas. This Mishnah starts off continuing about food. Matzilin, Zok the Mishnah, Matzilin Sal Molei Kikrois. You're allowed to save a basket full of bread, Aval Pishesh by Mea Sudas, even though it has in it 100 sudas. And we'll see in the Gemara why here you're allowed to save 100 sudas. The eagle shell devela, you could save an eagle shell devela, which is a lot of figs, v'chavish yayin, a whole barrel of wine. And you could tell other people, here, it's Hefker, go save whatever you want for yourself. If they are smart, to make a cheshbon with them after Shabbos, how much they owe, how much they have to get paid. We'll see in the Gemara what that means exactly. So these are halachas that we learned in the Mishnayos here about saving food. Where could they save it to? So the Tanakhama says, you only could save it to a chotzer that not only has mechitzos, has a wall around it, also has to have an eruv chatzeris. If the other houses open to this chotzer, it has to have an eruv also. As long as it has a mechitza around it and it's a shusha yachid, you'll have to save in it, even though it doesn't have an eruv. Even though midrash rabbanon, a chotzer has to have an eruv. But lamaisa, when Mesera holds that since it's only Isra Rabbanam, but Mokim Esrefa, Dleika, they allowed you to save the food even to a chotzer, it's not meorevis. So you also could bring out everything you're going to need for Shabbos to eat with. Rashi says, you can bring out your plates, your cups. You can bring that out also for Shabbos, whatever it's Tzarech Shabbos. Now, what about clothing? So the Mishnah says, you wear whatever you could wear. You drape yourself, whatever you could drape yourself with. And you could bring that out. And we'll see in a second, this Tana Hosa holds, you could even take it off when you go out and reload yourself with clothing. And the reason is because since you're doing I Adam Bala Omo, you know, why can you save as much as you want? And the reason is, the Rishonim say, is because since you're doing a Shinoi by wearing it and not carrying it out, it's a Heker, and therefore one person won't come to extinguish the fire. He'll realize it's Shabbos because you have to wear it out. They can't carry it out. And that's why you can wear whatever you want. But Rav Yosi Omo, no, Yud Ches Kalim, you only can wear 18 clothing. Only the 18 clothing that you could wear, you could take out. And Pashtusa means you only could do it one time. And we'll see which 18 clothing you could take out. And the Mishnah goes Vaita, which is the Tanakama talking. You could take it off and rewear it, keep it going in and out, and taking clothing. You could tell other people, come, help me save the clothing from the fire. And we'll see here is Lashon Atzilu Imi, not Atzilu Lachem, and the Gemara will talk about that Lashon. So you can tell other people also, come help me wear the begadim and save them. Ad kana Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. We saw in the ratio of the Mishnah that someone's allowed to save a basket full of bread, even though it has 100 sudas in there. Zok the Gemara, break the Marakasha, of a tonale ratio, gimel sudas shuloi. In the ratio it said, 3 sudas and that it. You're only allowed to save enough food for 3 sudas, amarav huna, loy kasha. There's a difference. Kam beba lahatzel. Kan beba lekapel, that there's two ways of saving things. Here we're saving one basket. It's one maisa hoitza. You're pulling it out. It's not hoitza. It's on shot. You bring it to moreves, but it's one tircha. Taking out one basket. If it's one basket, you could take as much as you want in the basket. The Mishnah before is talking about you taking a bunch of little baskets. So if you take a bunch of little baskets, there it's much more of a tircha. It's on the ball on mine, and therefore you only let it take the minimum, which is 3 sudais by ball lekapel. And balakal means you pile up all the baskets to take it out. That's a minimum of 3 sudas, that's it. Maximum of 3 sudas, that's it. So as the Mar explains, balahatzel, matzel, skulam. Balakal and kapal also go sudas. If you matzel in one maisa, then you matzel everything. If you come to pile up the baskets, in a kapal and mazel and gimel sudas, you only could take out 3 sudas, and that's it. Rabab Vazavdom Rav Idibidi Balakapal. A different tariff. They're both talking about a case where you're taking a bunch of baskets. But still, and that's mutter. But like Kasha, Kan lo isa chotze, Kan lo chotze acheres. When you're bringing it to your own courtyard, that's mutter to bring in a bunch of baskets, even 100 sudas. When you go into a chotze acheres, that's more of a tircha, there we only allow 3 sudas, again, because all the bala amoinoi. If you go into a chotze acheres, that's a bigger chash, it's a bigger tircha, and a person will be more bala amaynai. There's a goyin that says different pshat. You're going to chatz acheres. It's a gzera. Or to go into rishus rabim. But the pasuk pshat is that's adam bala amaynai. So boy rav huna breda rav yeshua. Have a shy like this. What happens if piras talisoy? You spread out your talis, but kipel v'niach, and you put a little food in it. You fold it and you put a little more food in it. You fold it. Kipel v'niach. My, two ways to look at it. Either kabbalah hatzal dami. It's like taking out one basket. Oh, you can buy the kapal dummy. On the other hand, maybe it's like you're piling up baskets because the mice I'm putting on here and putting on there. It's like different mices. So what do you look at it? It's like one basket, of course, one talis. Or you look at it, that's a bunch of different baskets. So Gemara says, I'm bringing a raya from a rava. Midama rava, ati rav shizbi, rav chista, vadarash. Rav shizbi told rav chista about a certain brisa that we learned. That we'll see in a second. It means that the brisa that we learned the other day, that if a chavis breaks on your roof, it says, you're allowed to bring one keli and collect the wine, but you're not allowed to bring a bunch of different kelim to get all the wine. And Rav Shizbi Torah Chista, even when you save the wine, you can't do more than gimel sudas. And Rava said that's a mistake. So Shema Mino, Kabbalah Hatzel Dami Vashava Dami. Shema Mino, you see by Talis, that's Bala Hatzel and it's Mutter. Just like with that Kaili, you can take as much wine as you want in that one Kaili. Here also, in the one Talis, you can take as much as you want. Just let the Gemara fear us. Only Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Rav Amai to Usa, what was the case? What was the mistake? Omalei, the Ketani, it says in the Braisa, Uvajlo Yovi Kli Achar, Viikloi Kli Achar, Viitzarev. Viikloi Kli Achar, Viitzarev. It says in that Braisa by the Chavis that broke on top of the roof. The only thing you can't do is bring a new keli kli achar v'yiklot or kli achar v'yitzarif kli achar udloy. Our who mana kamad v'yimatzel. Rava said, look at that mish that brisa that says by the chavis that broke on top of the roof. You could one mana one keli could take as much as you want. So Rava held it was a mistake to say only gimel sudas. So what do you see? You see lemaisa that if you have one barrel to catch everything from the roof, you catch as much as you want. So Zokta Gemara, that's a riot to us also. If you're putting into the talis, you could take as much as you want. The Marsha actually asks that it's not mamish a good dimyon, because by the talis, you're making a bunch of trips to fill up the talis before you take it out. You know, in the house, you're putting a bunch of things in the talis. Mashiach get the wine, just going in at one time. So the answer, since by the wine, it goes drip, 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 it's like a bunch of different putting on the talis, and therefore it's similar, and it's one maisa hoitzah, taking it out, and therefore it's not a problem. You can have as much sudas as you want if you pile it up into one talis. Adkan, these Gemaras of how much you have to save, 3 sudas, 100 sudas, and the bottom line is that if it's a bunch of baskets, you only can do 3 sudas. If it's one basket, you can do 100 sudas, because there it's not shabbat tircha, and there's no chashas of adam bal alamayna. Now, it said in the Mishnah, ve'igos advela v'chulu, it said in the Mishnah that if you're smart, what should you do? You could tell other people, come take for yourself. And if those people are smart, they make a chesben achashavis. What does that mean? Chesben ma'i avidita. What are we talking about? They have to pay for the food they took. They got it from Hefker. What's this chesben we're talking about? You just said everyone wants to come and take whatever they want. Which chesben we're talking about? Amar Rav Chista, midas chasidus shanu kan. We're talking about midas chasidus. And Rashi explains that what you do is you give back the food to the owner. And then you might say you don't want to work for free, so you charge him for your work, which is much less. The food he saved was $200 worth of food. And he only charged him, you know, at $20 an hour. He worked for a half hour, and it's given $10. So he means chassidus is, you save the owner money. You give back the food, and you charge him money. That was Rav Chista's pshat. Omar Rava, chassidi agar shabbos shakli, do chassidim, means chassidus, do they take money for Shabbos? Even though here it's not really schar Shabbos, because they didn't make up any chiyav over here. They're just saying after Shabbos, you know, basically give me money, I'm giving back the hefker, you know, giving me some money. It's not really schar Shabbos, it looks like schar Shabbos. And chassidim will not take schar Shabbos, so you can't call them chassidus. Elam Rav, not talking about midas chassidus shonokan, hocha b'yerah shamayim eskinon. That the loynichalei, the listening ma'acherim, you also want to have hanah from other people and take free food, you know, on someone else's cheshbon. You know, that guy's misfortune, I'm going to make money, and he doesn't want to do that. But, well, I don't like working for free either. That's a Yerushmaim. It's not a chassid, but it's Yerushmaim. It's the next level. Not as big as a chassid, but he doesn't work for free. But he doesn't either want to have enough from someone of misfortune. So, this is what the Mishnah says. If they're smart, it's not called Schar Shabbos, because I didn't make up any job with you. So then, and really it belongs to me, the food, and I keep the food if I want. I'm smart enough to know. Really, food's mine. There's no shayla of schar shabbos here. You want the food back, you got to pay me for my work. That's fine. So, pichim hayum, the yad chayim l'chash shabbos, who oisin imay chesh m'lach shabbos. Make a chesh m'lach shabbos. Here's your food back, but I want to get paid for my work. And the, what, even if you're a chistu, who said, me, you chasidus, you would teach the same way, but that gemara, the shlok dog, gemara says, it's not chasidus to take money for shabbos. But l'maisa, if they're smart, and the Yerushalayim, they could do is, they could say that, here's your food back, but I want to get paid for my work. So the Gemara Vayter, it said at the end of the Mishnah, Lechem Atzilin, and said that you could tell the other people, Bo Alacherim, Bo Vatzilu Imi, go save clothing with me. So the question is, by food it says, Silachem, you could keep it. By here it says, with me, what's the difference? Mashta Hakatan Lechem, Mashta Hakatan Imi. Omer Gab Mezoinik Tan Lechem, Meshum, the Loika Chazo, Amazin Gimasudas. By there it says lachem. By the food it says lachem. Take for yourself, because for me, I can save. Let's say it's not a one basket. We just said if it's not a one basket, you cannot save more than three sudas. And since you can't save more than three sudas, so you can't say to save for me either, because you know I can't have one of the sudas. You have to save for yourself. Because all the clothing are roya for me the whole day. I'm not going to take as much clothing as I want as long as you wear it. Therefore, you tell the people, save it for me, because that's fine. They're wearing it, and I'm not going to have as much clothing as I want. No, is it? This is only can have one, three sudas. So there, you can say, do it for me. You ask people for favors, please save it for me. And they come and do it, then that is fine. It's not a problem. And there's no shayla of paying, because they don't really own anything. They never made anything hefka. Might have food, you made it hefka. So really, they own the food. They want it back, they could charge money. But here, they didn't have to come. They were, oh, you want to help me? You help me. You help me for free. You're going to bring out the clothing for me. So the Gemara Vayter. Now the Gemara is going to tell us, what are these, the 18 kalim of Rav Yossi? Tana Rabbanan, Unta Braisa. Loivish. You could, the Baal Bais could wear clothing, and Moitzi takes it out, the Peshut, and he undresses himself. The Chayzi goes back into the house, for Leivish, and Moitzi, and Peshut, he keeps on doing this, Phil Kol Yom Kuh, those the whole day, Divir Rav Meir. Rav Yossi argues, Rav Yossi says, Rav Yossi Eimer, Shemoyna Osa Kelim, that's it. Ve'elu Ahen Shemoyna Osa Kelim. These are the 18 clothing that you could wear, you could take out and wear. I guess these are all the basic clothing that you need. So what are the 18 clothing? Mekoyteren, that's like a coat. Unkali, that's like a big overcoat, over like clothing you wear over yourself, like a big jacket. Wupunda is a belt, outside, we outside your clothing, that belt. Kalbus is like a short shirt, shalpishta, made out of linen. Vachaluk, that's a regular shirt. I guess one's an undershirt, one's a regular shirt. Vampilios, that's a robe. Uma'aferes, that's something they used to do to cover the head. Ushnesa parkin, there's two strings that they tie the pants on, like knickers. Shnei melam, two shoes. Shnei ampilos, two socks. Shnei paragoid. Rashi says they're called knihoizen, knihoizen. Like they're like little knee things you wear from, it goes from your thigh until your ankles, like little things go over your knee. Shnei paragoid, that's the knee thing. Shnei paragoid is the knee things. V'chagosh emasnav, and then the belt you wear on the inside of your shirt, inside, under your coat. V'koivish v'roisha, and a hat. V'sudish v'tzavari, and like a scarf. These are the 18 clothing you're allowed to wear, and that's it. These are the basics, and that's it. Ad kan, the Gemara of Bimatzel, different stuff. Now I want to go weiter. If you have a fire, how could you extinguish the fire of a heter? You cannot extinguish fire on Shabbos in any case, but what do you do if you have a fire? Zok the Mishnah. Rav Shim ben Nanas Oimer, person or shal gdil agav shido teva migdal. If someone has a fire on his piece of furniture called shido teva migdal, shaped like a migdal, like a tower, or a dresser, and it went on fire, what do you do? So Shimna says you could take a arshag, they take a skin from a goat and put it over it. It doesn't, so that will help because it won't burn. Ar doesn't burn. Ar just gets like singed. So you put it over it, you're not extinguishing the fire. Fire is still blazing. But since the ar doesn't get lit on fire, it's not flammable, the fire will stop right here. And that's mutter to do. Another thing you must do is you can make a firewall. You can take a bunch of kalim, a bunch of big jugs, some of them you can fill with water even, and make a firewall to protect the fire should not spread further. Because it's not extinguishing the fire, it's just protecting the fire shouldn't go further. He says that a klicheres chadoshim, a new klicheres that's full with water, That you can't do. Why? Because it doesn't handle fire well. And it'll it's in a crack. And the water will shoot out and extinguish the fire. So it sounds like they're saying gram kibui is also. Tanakama says it's motor. Because even if it cracks, it's only a gram kibui. I'm not trying to do extinguishing. I'm trying to make a firewall. Oh, if it breaks open and the water flies out and extinguishes the fire, that's a grama. That's only like an indirect cause. But Rav Yosi holds gram kibui is also, therefore, he says klicheres, which always crack, they crack very often, and now I'll do that because it's called gram kibui, and you can't put a klicheres, new klicheres, full with water next to the fire because it'll crack and extinguish the fire. So it comes to Tanakam holds gram kibui is mutter, it sounds like. Rav Yosi holds gram kibui is also. We'll see, the Gemara will elaborate very much on this on the next Amud. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ad Kana Mishnah. Talk to Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Talos Ochas Bayar. You have a talus that got lit on fire. Mitzad ech of one side. Nois no lamayim mitzad ech. You let pour water on the other side of the talus. Kofsa, kofsa. And if the fire goes out, it goes out. That's not my direct thing. It might only even be gram kibui. And therefore, there's no iser to put water on the other side of the talus. I think the Rishonim Tosis right here, Delachairah, it's a problem of kibus. You're not allowed to soak something in water on Shabbos. That's a problem of kibus. He says shirasa izu kibusoi. So some Rishonim say that by a clean beged is no problem. That's some people say. But Tosis over here sounds like he knows that is a problem. And he says you don't put water on it. You put water on the side. This Tosis learns. It's a big daichik. But yep, so the other Rishonim will bring a raya from here that if you just take a clean clothing and soak it in water, it's not a problem. This is very negay. If someone wants to go into a mikvah or something on Shabbos with a bathing suit, is it a problem of kibbutz? It might be a problem of kibbutz of shirushizu kibbutz, even if it's clean, because it's a problem of kibbutz. But that's not going into that now. But either way, the same case here was no shali kibbutz. I gram kibbutz, gram kibbutz mutter. That's what the Rav says. Meisvei, when I ask you a kasha, it says in Tosefta, talos achas ba'or mitzad echad. If you have a talos that got lit on fire on one side, poista, it was folded up, poista, you spread it out, you cover yourself with it. Therefore, if the towel spreads out, it might stop the spread of the fire because the fire has no connection anymore, so it might go out by itself. It's not, if it coughs, it goes out, it goes out. Here it's not, you're not doing any mice at kibbutz, you're just spreading it out, let it go out by itself. They got fire, poista, you open up the curry, but you read it, cover. If it went out because you're not doing any maisa. So what's the kasha? In this brisa it says that you have to. The only thing you can do is poista. Well, have a simple answer. Put water on it, the talus. Put water on the talus. Vice does. You can't put water on the talus. So how could Huda Rav say you can put water on the talus? This brisa says you cannot put water on the talus. And for the Gemara, Kufchav Ambeis, Huda Amakar of Shin Bananas. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, who says that you're allowed to put water on one side, gram kibbutz, is going to go shiver nanas of our Mishnah. That says you're allowed to put the raw of kalim there, even though it's a klicheres chadashim with water, it's the mutter. So I don't know, who said, Rosh Hashanah only said you're allowed to put the or shel gedi on top of shittev and migdal, gram kibbutz mi oma. Who said, where did he say you're allowed to do gram kibbutz? So the Gemara, yeah, him. The Tony says for Rabbi Yisi, Yisur be klicheres chadashim leimayim. Rabbi Yisi says that the klicheres chadashim full of water is also shein chol kavas or veimis bakim because it doesn't handle the fire well and it cracks. Mechavas of leiko. And the Tanakama says a klicheres molimayim is mutter. Mechal Tanakama shari. Vayisur shem bananas holds that it's mutter. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Rav says, "I do gram kibbutz." Going to go to the Tanakama holds gram kibbutz mutter. Masha inkein. The brisa that it says you only allowed to spread it out, but you can't put water in it, that'll be going according to Rabbi Yosi, who holds that gram kibui is aser.